G'day, everyone. Welcome to the Jay and Dave podcast. Once again, we have got stuff ready to go.
It's so professional when you say we've got stuff ready to
go. Well,
we've
got Tom Busby from Busby Maru.
Yeah.
Before he goes off to the Airlie Beach Festival of Music.
How would he feel if we called him stuff?
Well,
content's probably a better word.
Well, I don't know. I'd rather be called stuff than content.
Plus, are we talking about what ladies push down their bras?
Yes. This
apparently,
this is a thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Luckily, we don't wear bras.
Well, some of us don't.
If I did, actually, I'd have somebody to put my iPad.
That'll look odd when you're walking down the street.
You're very flat-chested, sir. Yes, it's my iPad.
It's just one chest.
It's all on today's podcast.
There you go. There's another episode of the Jay and Dave podcast. If you had fun, make sure you join us on 5:30 a.m. weekday mornings at 98.7 and 92.3 in the Airlie Beach area, Triple M.
Yeah, the Whitsundays. And, of course, live here on the Listener app.
Dave's Did You Know.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
What do you got?
Well, let's start with the first one, the local one. One of the first ever cane harvesters actually was born here around the Mackay Whitsundays region.
That poor womb.
Apparently, Bill Fazio from the Whitsundays, he manufactured the Rolleston harvester.
Yeah, right.
Which is like basically an ad hoc thing on the front of a tractor. And from that design came the sugar cane harvester you see today.
So it's all because of us.
Listen
folks.
To this.
But did you know?
Our region.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
You got some Halloween ones.
Absolutely.
Notice I'm wearing my Halloween dress as Maleficent this morning.
Well, I did now. I thought it was just something you just threw on.
This old thing.
What's that on the side?
These are the drapes. So it's like a fishnet thing. So I'm probably just going to wear this every day to work, to be honest, after this weekend.
I wouldn't be surprised if you don't.
Makes me evil. I love it.
Oh, you don't need that.
Good. My job here is done. What do you got for it?
The jack-o'-lanterns. You know, the pumpkins that are carved out. Didn't actually start that way. This was an Irish thing that as part of the Halloween thing. Because everyone thinks it's an American tradition. It's not. It's actually coming from Ireland or Scotland. This one is the tale about Stingy Jack. He was that stingy. Okay, this is the story that goes behind it. He invited the devil to have a drink with him, but Jack didn't want to pay for the drink. So he convinced the devil to turn himself into a coin, and instead of paying for the drink, he pocketed the coin, kept it close to a silver cross in his house so the devil couldn't reincarnate as the devil.
I want whatever he's on.
Listen to this.
Did you know?
Guess what?
There's a lot more to it.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, that's basically where it came from. Here's the other one for Halloween. This one comes from England. If a young unmarried person walks down the stairs backwards at midnight while holding a mirror, the face that appears in the mirror will be their next lover.
Wow.
That's a Halloween thing.
So some lady out there right now is walking down, or on Halloween, walking backwards down the stairs, your face comes into the mirror and she's like, that is an absolute nightmare.
Listen to this.
No, thank you very much.
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
Oh, that poor woman.
They weren't too bad.
Yeah. No, they were okay. I mean, the jack-o'-lantern, basically he was kicked out of hell.
Yeah, right.
He wasn't allowed in hell or heaven. So he walked around the earth with a coal on fire and he put it in a turnip. the Americans turned it into a pumpkin instead of a turnip.
And now we, as Australians, we're trying to change it into pineapples.
That's right, yeah.
This is, I don't know what we're on. I think we're just as bad.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Hey, how you going,
Dave? Yeah, good, mate. Good. Now, we just want to clarify, you didn't actually give birth to said baby. That would be an absolute miracle. How's your other half going with afterbirth stuff?
Mate, she's tough as nails, and you're right. I did hold the torch, though, while I was eating an egg and lettuce sandwich.
Why are you holding a torch? Why is there a torch being held?
Oh, mate, you don't want to know. Okay. Anyone out there that's had a baby, they'll understand what I'm saying. But look, my wife's as tough as nails. She's getting on with it. It's not our first rodeo. It's baby number four, so everything's going smooth.
When it comes to raising the kids, do you take an active role in it? Like, you know, one day is your day, the other day is the wife's day. What's the deal? How does it go?
That's good. That's a good question. Like at the start, we had no idea what we were doing. We were just trying to, we were just stepping on each other's toes. And basically, it was just a few years of fighting and baby screaming and no one having a clue if anyone was going to die or survive the night. But, mate, we have hit our rhythm. We just help out where we can. Of course, my wife does all the heavy lifting with the baby. And I've still got three young kids to get up to breakfast time. So what it's done is I would like to say that it's actually curbed my my drinking habit because I don't want to stay up too late because I've got to get up early. But what it's done is just made me harden up. So I just get up hungover every morning now.
So
right.
I love it.
What about, you know, when you had enough, you just say, okay, we've got to go back out on the road on a tour. Yeah. We've got to make some money.
What a shame.
Oh, mate. My wife's like, hang on. You're only going for one night. You're only got, your gig's on one night at Early Beach. How come you're going there for the weekend? I'm like, oh, rehearsal.
The flights.
Oh, long, you can't get the last flight out.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Change over with flights, a bit of an issue. Mate, but look, you do juggle,
you do juggle it very
well. And I've got to say, when it comes to, you know, doing the tour thing and with Early Beach Festival of Music, which is coming out very soon, you must be excited about that and getting out and performing. I mean, there's a lot of artists around the country who haven't been able to do this for quite some time.
Nah, and we've been luckier than most, to be honest. We've been playing a little bit consistently. We obviously, all our tours and a lot of festivals have been cancelled, which have been devastating. But we've been seeing each other a lot. We've been playing kind of like smaller festivals or smaller shows we've been putting on. But the Early Beach one and a few coming up next year, like getting back to those big ones with big crowds and everyone happy and pumped, that's what we can't wait. Like, we love that. It's what we do and what we've been doing, you know. Dying to do them.
Absolutely.
Look, for quite a while there, it was almost like you were the hardest working group in the world, not just Australia. It was almost like you were working 365 days a year for 3 or 4 years straight. Are you finding now that you're thinking, okay, well, let's just wind it back just a little bit?
Well, COVID forced us to wind it back a bit, and that's been actually really good for us. Because we've got other interests, believe it or not.
What? You didn't let us have any say in this other interest.
I get the feeling Jeremy just wanted to get out on the boat and just say, see you later to the world.
Bit of fishing, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he's been really busy. He started up a venue in Rocky that went well, and I think he's looking at doing another one. And, you know, we've been doing our festivals and, you know, I've got a live stream company where I've been helping out a lot of gigs and working with companies. And so it's been busy, and plus we're always writing, we're always recording, we're always in the studio, we're always doing promo, we've got Queensland Tourism stuff, so we're still ridiculously busy, but life is great, you know, life is really great, so I'm always keeping positive about that.
It's always great catching up with you, mate. We know you're busy with the newborn this morning. I know it's early on Monday morning, and it certainly is a Monday, but, mate, can't wait to see you at the Early Beach Festival of Music, and we can't. Dave and I will be up there as well. We can't wait to catch up with you for a beer afterwards, hey?
Oh, bring it on, mate. I'm still deciding whether I party or sleep. I'll work that out. I think it'll be the first one.
I've been to Column A and Column B, mate. As always, great to chat to you. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
See you guys. Bye. Jay and Dave
in the morning. Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the coffee, by the way.
You're welcome.
You always look after us coffee. When you come to the studio. You know how city it is this time of the morning.
I just can't come with coffee for myself. That's rude.
No, thank you. I enjoy the coffee. Thank you. But let's talk about this. The new podcast focused on Shandy's brutal murder in 2013. Why did you decide to do this? Like, this must have been a big, hard decision.
Yes, and I think the reality is much more than we envisioned because, you know, growing up in Mackay, who knew about the extent that these things can go to. However, we've always said that the truth needs to be out there. We got so much support from our community, and yet so much has been hidden from the community, and we've not been able to talk about it. So priority one for us is that platform to get that out. Priority two is to see if we can uncover some more evidence and see what we can do, because every victim deserves justice from our justice system, bottom line, and that's what we want to do.
Hopefully that podcast can convey that. Yeah.
Is this bringing back a whole heap of new emotions, or are the same emotions coming to the fore with this podcast?
New emotions to listen to every podcast as it comes out is, as you would have known, that first podcast was very, very raw.
Yeah.
So every podcast is a bit of an effort for us, to say the least.
Yeah.
And it's all new. We haven't heard these podcasts before. So, however, going through the process of coping with the committal, with the investigation, the committal, the trial and the inquest, you've just got to prepare yourself for but you don't know what you're preparing yourself for.
Yeah. How can you prepare yourself?
Yes.
Steel yourself, and you just hold on till it's finished. Just keep yourself together as best you can.
It's been 8 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
8 years to not have answers or to have, how do you even have closure on something like this? But that's a long time.
It's a long time, and it's that in itself we feel shouldn't be. Yes. And, you know, to have the fact that Shandy isn't the only one that this has happened to, that this is going to happen to.
Yeah.
We feel that there's a lot of things that can be improved, so make this process just so much better for everybody.
You are an amazing woman. You're so strong going through all this a second time.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly right. This would be like reliving it again.
Yeah, but it's Shandy, so
it's your daughter, of course. Absolutely, yeah. Of course. So with the podcast, the information that's in the podcast, you already know. We can't say we know because there's a lot of stuff that you would know that we don't.
Yeah.
So this is giving the public the chance to listen to this and hopefully re-jog somebody's memory or,
yes,
hey, I think I might know something about this.
Or I did see something or I did hear something.
Yeah.
Anything like that at all. Urge anybody to come forward, yes.
Look, if this podcast does that, that's a success right there.
Yeah.
But even just getting the information out that you've got it already, that's a success story.
It is
as well.
Because I think this process hides it, and it's you know, there's so much, we've been through so much in the justice system, and still people do not know what happened that night. Mm. They don't know. So I think for our community, we deserve to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get onto it now, the website. And of course, folks, please listen to that podcast, because if it does take one person to remember something, to remember they saw or heard something.
That's right.
It might be worth that phone call.
Yeah. www.shandy.com.au. And look, Vicky, our heart still goes out with you every single day. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for chatting to us this morning. I know it's a very difficult thing to talk about, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
All the details on our website at triplem.com.au. Jay and Dave for breakfast here on Triple M.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Actually, there's still a lot of people that, like Luke Boner from the Night Shift, he will not celebrate Halloween ever.
Because he's a Grinch, that's why.
Well,
we know him, he's a Grinch.
He knows he's lost the battle because it is becoming an Australian tradition now. And it has been since the 80s, because I remember going trick-or-treating when I was a kid.
Yeah, same, in Brisbane, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of houses at that stage weren't into it, probably because I was a kid that I was more excited about it than anyone.
Yeah.
But they were like, nah. But then over time, you'd start to see more and more houses, put the cobwebs out, the jack-o'-lanterns, you're like, oh, yes, I'm onto a winner.
Yeah.
Give me your free lolly.
That's what it's all about, even as an adult. Should Australia celebrate Halloween, though? Like that, I guess that question has come up again, hasn't it? Well, there's a few people on Facebook saying, why are we celebrating this? It's not our tradition. But neither is a lot of the other stuff that we celebrate either.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Yet I see a lot of
Christmas.
Christmas. But I see a lot of people, St. Patrick's Day up Victoria Street.
Yeah.
I've seen a few people who say, we shouldn't celebrate Halloween. I know these people personally.
Yeah.
Yet they're hanging out the pubs on St. Patrick's Day, though.
Yeah. Look, 133353. Should we or should we not celebrate Halloween?
What's the harm, honestly? What is the harm in doing that?
Hang on. No judgment, okay? If you don't think that we should be celebrating Halloween in Australia, I'd like to know the reason why. 133353.
Okay.
I'm being honest here. Yeah. I actually really do want to see what the hold up is.
But you weren't fully for it when we first started doing Breakfast Show together, though.
True.
You were like, oh, it's just an American thing.
Well, and then
it's just a bit of fun also. Stop being such a stick in the mud.
Yeah, well, I've come around. There's no...
It's only taken you 50 years. This Sunday, Halloween 2021.
Yeah, here's the big question, though. Should Australia be celebrating Halloween?
Mm.
133353. It comes around every year. It has been since the 1980s, at the very least.
Yeah.
this whole question.
So is it just a bit of fun, or is it something that we probably shouldn't encourage? I don't know.
Look, Shaz has given us a call in Rural View. Shaz, should Australia celebrate Halloween?
Of course. Why not? It is a bit of fun. I mean, there are other things attached to it for other people, but not everybody has to, you know. But it's a bit of fun. Why shouldn't kids enjoy it?
But it's so popular.
You like Krispy Kreme, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Well, they're American.
Exactly.
We
right.
have Starbucks, don't we?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Hello?
It's part of the argument. It's true what you say. Absolutely.
The whole Santa Claus thing, sitting on his lap at Christmas and getting the photo taken, that's an American thing, isn't it?
Well, pretty much. Started in their big stores over there, didn't it? Everything starts in America. Come on.
Well, they're much bigger than what we are, so we sort of follow suit half the time. I know a lot of people don't like to hear that, but it's true.
Yeah.
133353.
Jim, how is the big mango in Bowen?
The big mango's big. It's always right. Beautiful out there.
I love the big mango. Maybe that's one of the costumes we should have for Halloween. Do you think we should celebrate Halloween in Australia or not?
No, I don't actually, mate. I'm not anti-American by any means, but I mean, I watch the culture of these young kids with their gangsters and their bloody. Well, they just watch too much American television, as far as I'm concerned, and this just adds to it. For me. And the other one is you're letting kids walk around to other people's houses at the moment. Don't really think that's a great idea.
It's a terribly safe for one. Yeah, I agree with
I
that.
I always
point.
Thought you went with your parents.
Beg your pardon?
I thought you always went trick-or-treating with your parents, though.
We had the kids not last year before, and no parents there, mate.
Yeah, right. I've seen kids walking around the streets by themselves. And like you say, I'm with you, Jim. It's a little concerning when that sort of thing happens.
It's a valid point, yeah.
Look, don't get me wrong. I think it's a fun thing, but I think there's a lot of other things we could be doing other than that. And look, I love Australia, and I'm an Australian all the way, and, you know, I just don't get into American-style things, that's all.
No right or wrong answers on this breakfast show. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for calling, and you can call anytime, mate. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay, which Sundays a lot of people have different opinions on Facebook.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
I've got to ask this question. I asked you earlier today, and it comes
like
from...
Like I had any information or a source of information for your answer.
I wanted to know if this is actually really a thing. At the Broken Bell Arena Ball on Saturday night at Northern Beaches Bowls Club. It was a great night, and I was having a chat with one of the ladies that was in attendance, okay? And then all of a sudden she turns around and says, oh, look, I've just got to go rescue the mascara. It's digging into my boob because she had it in the bra. Like she was carrying around mascara in a bra.
So the question to me was this morning from Dave,
yeah,
do women keep stuff in their bra? And I looked at him straight in the eye and said, you're honestly asking me, of all the men in the building, you're asking me about that question.
I'm not, let's face it, I'm not exactly known to be someone that knows much about ladies.
Touché, me too.
Okay, right. Ladies, is this a thing? Can you call us up? 133353. Because it's one of those things, the mysteries of the opposite sex. We really want to know this. Do women really store stuff in their bra?
It's like asking me about women is like asking a passenger on a plane to fly the plane. I have no idea about the plane. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll ask everyone else then. 133353, that's the number.
Why? Why are you putting things in your bra?
Well, yeah.
Like men aren't walking around going, you got a $2 coin yet, mate? I've just got one in my jocks. It's like the casino you're paying out. Dropping coins everywhere. I've never heard of this before, ever. 133353. Women, educate us. Is this a thing? Are you putting stuff in your bra? What are you putting in there?
Yeah.
And why on earth are you doing that?
That would be
genuinely curious, like wanting to know why this is the thing.
This has to... is it a thing, or is it just that lady just all of a
mascara.
Sudden...
Mascara!
I don't know.
Of all things.
Okay, this comes from the Broken Ballerina Ball on Saturday night.
Thank you, Jules. Look what you've created.
We're both there in attendance. Lady said, just got to go shoot off to the bathroom because the mascara is digging in. She had it in a bra. She was keeping it in a bra for whatever reason.
What I found funny was she told you that.
Well, yeah. I thought, first of all, I was shocked.
I'm shocked. I didn't know that there was like undercover carriage going on here. You're carrying stuff in your underwear, basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I thought it looked a bit... doesn't it look odd, like out of shape or something like that?
133-53. We want to know from you ladies, give us an education. Is this a thing? Are you carrying stuff in your bra?
Megan is in Morani. Megan, is this a thing? Christy is in Blacks Beach. Christy, what do you stuff down your... I shouldn't be asking this, but what do you just stuff down your bra?
Full disclosure, I haven't been out in quite a while, but when I used to go out, there was smoke, lighters, change, lippy, just everything.
Change? Sounds like a poker machine.
I know.
But how is... this is a legit question. How is it not falling out?
Well, I don't know, but you'd get home, take the bra off, and you'd have, like, money indented in your boots. Like,
you ladies are honestly giving us an education this morning. I've never heard this before. And how long have people been doing this? Like, I'm wondering now if my grandmother and my mother are doing this as well.
Is this passed down from mother to daughter?
It's like a generational thing. Thank you. 133-53 to go to Gargett this morning. G'day, Sarah.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Is women in Gargett doing this?
Probably. I am.
Okay, so what's stuffed in there?
Everything, man, like credit card, money, lighters. I can't do, a girl, God bless her, in high school used to be able to put her packet of PJs in her cleavage and totally get away with it all day.
Hey, what? Whoa.
What?
A packet of PJs.
That was a few moons ago. That was like 30 years ago. I was impressed and both jealous at the same time.
Okay, so is it not uncomfortable at all?
Oh, every once in a while, like, everyone can kind of give you a little sharp how you're going, and then you just go down and adjust and off you go.
You know what? I think I'm going to create some pockets to put on the bra. Like, and I'm going to paint that, and I think this is obviously
then you're ruining experience. Guys adjust, and it's all good. Like, us women like to, like, adjust the... Are they sitting in there right, you know?
You ladies
How have we not
up?
Noticed this as know. Blokes that the it looks...
Like a mobile phone.
Or something, yeah.
Exactly. We're in a sneaky man, that's right. We
and
do
if your boot starts ringing, that's when I have an absolute concern. Thank you for the call there, sir. I appreciate it. Let us know on our Facebook page. It is going off on our page at the moment. Triple M Mackay with Sundays. You'll find us online. I've learned something new today.
Okay. We can retire now as blokes. Honestly, we know everything now.
Women, you're the smartest of the sexes. I'm just going to put it out there.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
On a lighter note, and this one's more for the kids, Halloween is on Sunday. Make sure you join us for Trunk or Treat at the Mackay Showgrounds. Halloween, you see some interesting characters out on the roads.
What is your costume again? What is it?
It's the Cinco de Mayo. You know how you get the Mexican dresser. What do you mean boring?
That's not even, if that turned up as an actual ghost,
yeah,
I would go, not even scared of you. Like, if that was an actual ghost with his sombrero and the face paint, I'd be like, firstly, which ghost is painting your face?
Yeah, well, secondly, have you ever seen a ghost looking like with a sombrero and everything?
That's what I'm saying.
That you.
So that's not very Halloween-like to have that costume.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
I've seen things that I cannot explain.
Right.
Lights in the sky is one of them, even though I say I don't believe it. Don't even get me started on this. Don't even get me started on that.
You're converting.
No, I didn't say I was converting to UFOs, but look, I've seen something lightish in the sky that I cannot confirm what it was.
I think everyone's got one of those stories. 133-53, something you can't explain that you've seen. Like, there is something that I saw while I was living in Alice Springs.
Mm.
It was like, it was up in the sky. It was like pitch black, which is really weird because in Alice Springs you see all of the stars. It's just a blanket of tinkling lights. But this one, it was just pitch black.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
It was like a triangle. There was three big stars. And then all of a sudden the whole thing started moving across the sky. So I'm putting it as a UFO of some sort.
Cataracts.
No, I'm putting it down as a UFO. I think I've seen one, yeah.
Is that the same UFO that we saw in the car together?
Oh, don't even bring that up.
Well, I have to now. we were driving down Nebo Road. It was early one morning. We were going to an outside broadcast. And Dave's like, did you see that shoot up into the sky? And I said, what? And he goes, that thing that just shot up into the sky. I said, no. And we went underneath another street light, and the reflection of the street light shot up the windscreen. He goes, there it is again. I said, that is the reflection from the street light on our windscreen.
that's something you can explain.
Yes.
133353, something you've seen that you just can't explain. Have you seen something you just can't explain? It could be up in the sky. It could be, I don't know, a picture that's floating right in front of your eyes.
It's not Bewitched.
Oh, okay.
The Daily Mercury put out an article this morning. I think it was top 10 or top 15 of the spookiest places around Mackayward Sundays.
Yeah.
Number one was Pine Islet.
So I find that hard to believe.
The lighthouse out at the harbour here, Mackay.
Yeah, because we've been in that lighthouse.
I felt spooked in there, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I didn't feel a thing.
Dave has no emotion, that's why. 133353, have you seen something that just can't be explained?
Johnny in Imeo, mates, have you seen something you just can't explain?
I've seen and felt a few years back. And the reason I say that I've seen and felt is might sound strange, but it was in my bedroom. And the reason being...
Is this clean?
No, it is. It's okay. Definitely G. I mean, it's the hour. But it was... My room was split in half in a sense of one side was, like, really super bright white light. Like, I mean, it was brighter than I've ever seen. Where the other side was absolutely pitch black. And it had been going on for weeks, and it wasn't until Mum got an actual so-called spook person to, you know, ward off ghosts and everything. And, I mean, I thought I was just tripping. But it actually turned out to be a trapped spirit. And I'm probably one of those ones like Jay where it's like it's a hard-to-believe sort of thing.
Yeah.
But apparently was it
a trapped spirit with a stage light? Because I don't know, it just seems like very bright.
No, apparently the reason it was very bright was because he was a sailor and he was looking for his lighthouse. He was looking for the light.
Maybe Pine Islet out at the Mackay Harbour. Maybe that's what he's looking for.
Possibly. Possibly.
I don't know.
He was lost and he got stuck on the way. But yeah.
He should have turned left somewhere else instead of where he landed at your place. It's crazy. Thank you for the call, 133353.
Let's go to Liam now. Liam,
I know we laugh, but it's just, until you can actually have an explanation.
Yeah. Look, Liam, have you seen something you can't explain?
No, I can't say I've seen it, but I've heard it. Where a rental property that I used to live in, my son, his toys would go off in the middle of the night when he wasn't there.
Oh, no. Okay. Thank you.
Burn the house. Move. Burn it.
Get out. I would get out of that house.
And then it's like on other times that if you didn't actually put your dirty knives and forks in the sink, he would throw them on the floor in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God. If you can only train that ghost to fill the dishwasher like that.
Can you get the ghost to mow the lawn at the same time or what?
If I could get him off the couch to watching Deal or No Deal at 5:30 in the morning, mate, he'd be outside doing that.
Oh, my God. There's some great comments on our Facebook page as well. Thanks for your call there. Let us know. Triple M Mackay with Sundays. I don't know. There's just so many things that happen that you just have no explanation for.
Yeah, look.
Everybody has their own.
Oh, I'm just freaked out about the knives on the floor now.
He said forks as well. Like it wasn't just a
Well, cutlery on the floor.
It's a cutlery ghost.
If the spatula goes flying, you know what's going on.
Maybe there's a sock ghost because I remember all my socks at my place go missing.
That's your dog's.
No, it's not. It's really not my dog's at all.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe Jamie's just playing a prank on you.
No, this has been happening since I was a kid. Jamie come along. Jay and Dave in the morning. Read on the Daily Mercury website today, though.
Yeah.
They had the top 10 most haunted places around Mackay with Sundays.
Ooh.
Now, a couple of...
Halloween and everything.
Oh, yeah. It's this Sunday.
Yeah.
But a couple of mentions. Well, obviously, we know a couple of them.
Yeah.
Green Mount Homestead has to be haunted. We went out there before.
It felt a bit weird when we went out there.
Church on Palmer. firsthand. We know that's haunted.
Well, you do. I didn't quite get that one, but okay.
I had a ghost whisper in my ear. I think it was looking for the menu, but whatever. I heard it in my ear. I heard it.
They said, try the beef.
I'm here till Tuesday. I'm here till Tuesday and the 12th of never. And the other one that I thought was interesting, actually there's two interesting ones there.
Sure.
Is the Pine Islet out at the Mackay Harbour.
Yeah.
The lighthouse.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's haunted, this is what they're saying.
Really?
Yeah. But we did, remember we did the Christmas Lights bus tour out there a few years ago?
Yeah.
And they had that open and we went up inside.
That's right, yeah.
And we were like, oh, this is a bit freaky in here. Apparently that's haunted too.
Okay, how does this work? Because this is one thing I've always wanted to know, okay? If Pine Islet Lighthouse is haunted, but it's been moved from Pine Islet to the harbour.
The ghost goes with it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a hitchhiker. It never leaves.
Oh, right. You're a freeloader.
Yeah, pretty much. You've got to start paying rent to live in that thing.
I didn't know that. There you go.
Hook Island's the other one. So I didn't know this. I didn't know that. They captured, it's on photo too, by the way.
Yeah.
It's on the Daily Mercury's website. Of this sea monster. Now, the sea monster looks remarkably like a tadpole, right?
Right.
But it's about 70 foot long. And this is in the 1960s, and people are like, that's totally photoshopped.
That'd be hard to do in the 1960s.
Like, they were flat out even taking a selfie in the 1960s, let alone a sea monster. Just in Hook Island. Hook Reef, Hook Island area.
Wow. So we have our own, very own Loch Ness monster.
Pretty
almost.
Much. I saw the photo of it, and it has the biggest eyes I've ever seen in my life.
Ooh.
I thought, no. If there was any chance of me getting back in the water at any stage, anywhere around the world, even pools,
right.
That has gone out the door now.
Right.
Imagine being swallowed by something huge like a 70-foot tadpole.
Okay, that's just odd.
Imagine that turning into a frog.
Oh, my God.
That's my point. Like, I'm terrified of frogs, right?
That frog could overleap Hamilton Island.
Tadpoles turn into frogs. I don't want to see the mum that came from. That's a big frog right there.
Okay. Oh, well, that's a reason to look at the Daily Mercury today.
Yeah, check it out. And if you're watching this video, we've got on our Facebook page, you'll see it there too. Crazy stuff.
Wow.
But Pine Islet. So next time you're having a fish and chips out at the Lighthouse Seafood Restaurant.
Yeah.
Go and check it out. You can't go in there. It's closed off, but maybe there's a lady up there. Why do ghosts always wear old-fashioned clothes?
It's a very good point.
That's my question.
Yeah. Why don't they have a baseball cap?
That's exactly right.
Around the wrong way. And some Nikes, Air Jordans or something.
Hypercolor T-shirts. Like, we don't see anything like that. It's just old-fashioned clothing. When you pass away, is that what they give you? Here's your ghost costume. And we're going to send you to this location, and you need to terrify everybody.
You're going to clock in with the old Bundy clock.
I'm back at the old drawing board again. All right, 10 to 6, Jay and Dave for Brekkie. 25 degrees in Proserpine right now.
There you go. There's another episode of the Jay and Dave podcast. If you had fun, make sure you join us on 5:30 a.m. weekday mornings at 98.7 and 92.3 in the Airlie Beach area, Triple M.
Yeah, the Whitsundays. And, of course, live here on the Listener app.